the International Committee of the Red Cross says Libya has now descended into civil war. "We are extremely worried," were the words of ICRC President Jacob Kellenberger, and he called on the Libyan regime to grant the humanitarian group access to western areas, including Tripoli and the nearby city of Zawiya, which has been under siege from forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. I'm joined by ICRC spokesman Simon Shorno. And Mr. Shorno, is it fair to say that at this point you are as concerned about what you don't know in Libya as you are about what you do know?
Absolutely. In terms of what we do know, we see more wounded persons coming into the hospitals where we are present on the eastern side of Libya, and lots of information about what's going on in western Libya. Very worrying with bombing of civilian areas and clashes escalating. So extremely worried about the recent developments on the ground and without any access for the International Red Cross in western Libya at this point.
There was a reporter from Sky News who did make it into Zawiya and came out reporting witnessing massacres with many civilians killed, women, children, and the elderly, she said. Are you hearing those same reports?
Well, very difficult to confirm with any certainty what is going on. What we hear is that the hospitals are receiving many, many more people who are wounded, and that we hear from the Libyan Red Crescent that is active on the ground, and we're in contact with them. But clearly a very grave situation that made us speak about it today.
There also have been reports of torture and the execution of those who have been detained by Gaddafi's forces.
That is another thing that the International Committee of the Red Cross is, of course, asking for, is access to all persons detained in relation to the violence, and that's a priority for us.
Well, what response have you gotten from the Gaddafi regime as you ask for access?
Well, it's very difficult. We are in contact with some people in the regime, but access has not yet been granted. We are present in eastern Libya, as I mentioned, and we are now in contact, regular contact with the opposition, and this is ongoing. But in terms of really being given the permission to establish an office, to bring in medical personnel, to bring in supplies, to visit detainees in western Libya, in Tripoli, and in other areas, this is just not happening at the moment.
There was a stark assessment today on Capitol Hill from President Obama's Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. He told Congress that over the long term, the Gaddafi regime will prevail. And I wonder for the ICRC, if that were to be the scenario, what you imagine for the people in these parts of Libya that have risen up against him?
Well, as the ICRC president said this morning, we have to prepare for the worst in Libya, and what we see and what we hear at the moment makes us think that the situation will not improve in coming days and weeks, and that's why we've appealed for about $25 million additional funds to develop the action. We have staff there, and we appeal for access because we don't see the situation is improving, and the situation as the status quo and remaining between the opposition and the Libyan regime. With civilian casualties mounting. So certainly a scenario that the prognostics are really negative for the next few weeks, I would say.
Okay. Simon Shorno, spokesman for the International Committee of the Red Cross. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.